Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's good to see you on today. We're so excited to have you with our show on today. So good morning. Good morning, City of Tucson and surrounding areas, Radio Land. It's the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt. You always hear me say over and over again every show, get your Wheaties, get your cereal, get your Fruit Loops, get your Apple Jacks, Captain Crunch, whatever, oatmeal, cream of wheat, whatever you like. It's the Fresh Start Show this morning. So get your coffee and let's get ready to go. Again, this is Dr. Holt with the Fresh Start Show, and we're excited to have you on this morning, this Saturday morning, and we are excited for this great opportunity to have a show that talks into the issues of justice reform and the struggles that people who have been formerly incarcerated, people who have felonies in this country, felonies in the state of Arizona. We know that over 200,000 people who have felonies in this state of Arizona alone as disenfranchised to be able to vote. And we know that felonies come with many other different ramifications, far as housing, far as the difficulty to get a job. And so we're going to be speaking to the issues. This is what this show is about. There's no other show like us. We are unique. We focus on the issues. We focus on the struggles of what common people go through day in and day out. If they've been formerly incarcerated. And we also talk about mental health as well on this show. So again, we're getting ready to get started. So we want you to tune in and listen in as we talk about what Fresh Start is all about. And so I thought, as the founder of Fresh Start and the visionary of Fresh Start, that it would be important for me to spend this segment just really talking about where my heart is in regards to Fresh Start and why we have a Fresh Start and what is the need of Fresh Start and the struggles that a lot of people struggle with when they come out of prison. And we know that there are so many opportunities far as change and far as reform need to be done and met in our society. The Fresh Start is pretty much a show that's speaking into these issues. And how we got started is a few years ago I had this vision in regards to helping people who have been formerly incarcerated and people who had some issues with the justice system. And that's how it started. And so in the summer of 2019, I started a Fresh Start event at my church. It was a very small event where we brought different partners together to help people who have formerly incarcerated. And we were able to help many people. It was very, very successful. I was really impressed. Many of the partners were impressed. But what I did realize is that the issue was far, far, far bigger than what I could ever imagine. And I wanted to do something that was bigger and broader to build capacity in our city. And so as of planned for June 2020 to help individuals who have been formerly incarcerated and people who have justice issues with courts and things of that nature, who have outstanding warrants and all of that. But we was not able to do that because of COVID. And so I wasn't able to do anything for 2020, and so I was forced to try to do something for 2021. And so what happened was, even though I couldn't have a Fresh Start event in 2020 because of COVID, it did allow me to reimagine and self-reflect on it being bigger, so that we could help more people in our community. And so Fresh Start began to be even bigger. I got us a committee and a board together. We just started talking through the issues. I began to share my plan, share my vision, and people want to be part of it. And without my supporters, without my partners, without my steering committee and board members, and it would not be what it was. And so last October, on October 23rd at the Tucson Convention Center, we held our last big Fresh Start Expo, and it was truly amazing. It was epic. It was it was transformational. It was impactful. And we were really, really, our minds were just blown by the impact that we have made. So let me talk a little bit about Fresh Start Fire as the system we put in place and the partners we put in place to help people. And so what we did was we grabbed all of our courts in our jurisdiction. So we grabbed our city courts. We grabbed our we had city courts, our county justice courts, superior courts, juvenile courts. We had the county attorney's office, Laura Conover's office. We had the county public defender, Joel Feynman, his team. We had city public defender's office. We had housing, the city housing. We had the mayor's office, Mayor Romero's office. And we had behavioral health. We had mental health. We had so many different partners that came to the table to help people who had justice issues. And the whole scope of it was is that people who are formerly incarcerated, that have felonies, we wanted to help them. People who had outstanding warrants, we want to squash warrants. People who had court fees and fines and they have not been able to pay, we wanted to help them. We also partner with Second Chance, and they brought the job fair for felons to the table. So if you had a felony background, they did mock interviews, they connected you with employers and things of that nature. And we had, again, various different types of partners at the table. And pretty much the in a nutshell, the impact was we were able to help people get their voters' rights back. And so we had people who thought they would never be able to vote again because they had been in prison and they had been incarcerated, that they could never get into the point to where they can vote again. And so we were able to help people get their voters' rights restored. We were helping people to get their convictions set aside. I did get some testimonials that people had, some individuals had outstanding court fees and fines, and so they had met with city court magistrates. And the city court judges were able to help individuals with court fees and fines and get some of those waived. I did get a testimony of some people who also had driver license issues. They've been driving under suspended license for a while. And coming to the Fresh Start program, Fresh Start Expo, they were able to get their driver's license reinstated by addressing the issues with the court. And so it was truly amazing. On and on and on. We understand that many people that have had interactions with law enforcement or certainly interactions with the court system and being in the prison system, your life is not the same. We know in this country that when you get a felony in this country, it's almost like a life sentence. And our system is very punitive. It's really not strong in restorative justice. And that's our angle as a Fresh Start organization, is that we are a restorative justice type of organization. We're about you pay your debt to society. Once you pay your debt to society and you own up to what you have done, we need to create an avenue that you can navigate back to restoring your broken relationships and restoring, you know, things that has happened. You're able to get back on your feet and get back, you know, to fulfilling your God-given destiny. And that's what we believe here at Fresh Start. And we know the pain of people who have been formerly incarcerated. A lot of times people who've been incarcerated, you know, we don't really care about that population. And we really don't put a lot of resources in regards to individuals coming out of prison. We don't do enough while they're in prison. I've always said that we call the state prison system the Department of Corrections, DOC. Department of Corrections, but I always ask, what does the prison system correct? Are you really correcting? If you're going to call yourself Department of Corrections, or are you more of DOP, which is Department of Punishment? And what we've seen is a lot of our prison industries and prison systems, it's more about punishment than rehabilitation and creating restoration. You treat inmates like animals, you will get animal behavior. And so we there's so many opportunities when we talk into incarceration where there needs to be reform. Another thing we also see is not just in our prison systems, but in our county jails. We have too many people sitting in prison, and they have a small amount of bail to pay, but because of the fact they can't afford to pay it, they have to sit in jail for six, 8 months, sometimes almost up to a year, because of the fact that they don't have the money to pay to bail out. And so we also have to, when we talk about reform, it's important that we talk about bail reform. And because we know the struggle is real when it comes to bail reform, we have too many people sitting in jail that should be having some type of different avenue for that individual to get out, that they can take care of themselves, take care of their families. Because what we also see is individuals who are confined in jail, it also creates homelessness. It creates poverty, because if you're sitting in jail, you can't work. And if you can't work and get income, then you lose your home. And then after you lose your home, you know, eventually you lose your car. And we also see many cars just sitting up in being towed and sitting in some lot, you know, racking up charges, $25, $30 a day. And so by the time you're able to get out and try to get your car is so far behind, far as having high towing fees and storage charges, you know, you can't even get your car back. And so you lose transportation. So there's so many opportunities when we are talking about reform that needs to be addressed. You know, people come out of prison, it's not as easy as a lot of people think it is. You know, people say, oh, just get a job and, you know, everything will be okay. And no, it's not that easy. I'm also a trauma and mental health expert. And so I do have research on, you know, what does prison do to the brain? And how does prison and being confined and that environment, and what impact does that play on the brain and the mind and behavior of a former inmate? And I will tell you, it has some concerning ramifications of when people go to prison. They're not necessarily the same. Okay, so and this is the reason why we have a fresh start. And another big reason why we have a fresh start is because of the fact that, you know, as much as I appreciate the new legislation on marijuana expungement, I firmly believe we need to have a full expungement in the state of Arizona for nonviolent offenders. If you're nonviolent, we need to create an avenue for you to have some restorative justice and be able to get back in the driver's seat of your destiny. So it's very, very important that we help those who have made some bad choices and made some bad mistakes and get back into the driver's seat of their destiny. And so this is why we have Fresh Start. Fresh Start is an organization that is to help the formerly incarcerated. And we're looking to do some amazing things. We're going to be doing the same thing on this coming October, on October 22nd. We will be at the convention center again, Tucson Convention Center. And we're going to have another, our second annual Fresh Start Expo at the TCC in October 22nd, which is a Saturday. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we want you to come down. We will be doing the same thing. We will have city courts. We're going to have justice courts. We're going to have superior courts. We'll have juvenile courts. We're going to have our county attorney's office and our public defenders and second chance in regards to the job fair, so you'll be able to walk away with a job. I mean, there's going to be many, 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 many opportunities, and you want to be there. You don't want to miss this great opportunity. Listen, there is hope. You don't have to give up. And just because you have been incarcerated, there is hope. And that's why we're here. We're here to help you get on your feet. We're here to help you be a partner. We're here to help you, rebound from being incarcerated. And there are opportunities where we can do that. And we want to encourage you. And we all know someone that's been in prison. It could be you that has been incarcerated, or it could be a family member. It could be your son, daughter, your niece, your nephew, your cousin, or it can be your friend, your homeboy in the hood. It can be whoever, right? That's been formerly incarcerated. Well, there's hope, and we don't want you to give up, because when you give up, then we have another issue called recidivism, where individuals get so discouraged of getting so many setbacks because of their background issue that they go right back into prison. And we see that all the time, is when we don't create more opportunities and resources for individuals who's been formerly incarcerated, you do get discouraged. I hear that all the time, far as with getting housing. And right now, housing for the general public is tough. So imagine getting housing for someone who's been formerly incarcerated, who have background issues, because they're going to apply, fill out that application, and they're going to do a background check. And a lot of landlords and property owners do not want people with felonies, on their properties or living within their properties. And so it gets a little tough for individuals who have felony backgrounds. We know that when you have a felony background and you apply for jobs, there are many employers, once they do a background check, they may even say you have the job. In the interview, but then when they do the thorough background check, your background pops up. And unfortunately, you don't get the job. And so these are the testimonials all the time. And just imagine two major things. If you can't get housing, if you can't get put a roof over your head for you and your family, and just imagine if you cannot earn income to even maintain that housing, your life is at a standstill, and it's very, very difficult. So this is, again, why we have Fresh Start. And Fresh Start will be here again this fall, October 22nd. We want everyone that needs this help, we need you to be coming down. We'll be providing child care. So if you got children and you don't have a babysitter and you need to come to Fresh Start in October, please bring your children, and we will be able to take care of your children while you go take care of your business. So these are some great things that we want you to be knowing about in regards to Fresh Start. We want you to be excited about it, because there is light at the end of the tunnel. Listen, real quickly, there are some events going on throughout the year that we want you to take advantage of those resources. One is on Saturday, October 9th. Saturday, October 9th, which is this Saturday, there's going to be a marijuana expungement clinic on Saturday, April 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. At the Southern Arizona Legal Aid Office. Okay, at the Southern Arizona Legal Aid Office. Southern Arizona Legal Aid Office. So please come out if you are in need of some assistance. Receive free assistance from qualified attorneys at the Southern Arizona Legal Aid in expunging your marijuana-related criminal records. Attorneys will answer questions, assess your eligibility, and will help you fill out your expungement petition. Walk-ins are welcome, but appointments are strongly encouraged to help us better review your case. If you need to dial a number to call someone, please feel free to call at area code 520-623-9465, extension 4420. Okay, so please give them a call to get you an appointment. They do accept walk-ins. If you need help with some marijuana charges and convictions, please go to this event. Again, that is on Saturday, April 9th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Southern Arizona Legal Aid Office. And the address is 403 C Farm Road, Sacaden, Arizona 85147. And I think the big strong emphasis is receive free assistance from qualified attorneys. Free, okay? So you don't have to pay. You will get free assistance if you go take advantage of this great opportunity that's going to be taking place. Also, there would be another opportunity of a marijuana expungement. Matter of fact, they offering three opportunities. You can get marijuana expungement, you can get your conviction set aside, and you can get your restoration of rights, as far as being able to get your voters' rights. It's called Reclaim Your Future, Arizona Marijuana Expungement Coalition. Okay, so the Arizona Marijuana Expungement Coalition is putting on a clinic as well. It's called Reclaim Your Future. In this opportunity, the next one is going to be on Thursday, April 21st, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., okay? And it's going to be at the Southern Arizona Legal Aid Incorporated, and the address is 2343 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 200, Tucson, Arizona, 85719. Again, it's at the Southern Arizona Legal Aid. Address is 2343 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 200, Tucson, Arizona, 85719. If you need to call someone, please call at this number, 520-623-9465, extension 4420. So again, and masks are required if you're going to be coming to this office. So please take advantage again of this opportunity as well for April 21st on a Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. at 2343 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 200, Tucson, Arizona, 85719. Please take advantage of this. And again, that number is area code 520-623-9465, extension 4420. And that's at the Reclaim Your Future Arizona Marijuana Expungement Coalition. You can get your marijuana expungement, get your conviction set aside, and get your restoration of rights. So take advantage of many of these great opportunities. And finally, there's the Pinal County is having a resource fair. And so we'll be giving you more information as that comes up. But again, this is what Fresh Start is about, is helping people who've been formerly incarcerated, speaking into the issues of justice reform. And one of the great things of ways how we can fix some of this is creating new policies and legislating better laws. You know, and those are one of the things that Fresh Start want to be focusing on, is having a full expungement for people who have nonviolent crimes, you know, to fix their background so that they can get better jobs or get a job or be able to get housing. These are the great things that we're looking forward to. And we're going to be on our show coming with different resources to help you who've been formerly incarcerated to be able to take advantage of some of these opportunities. And we know that it's not easy. We know that the road is tough and it can get rough, but we want you to finish strong. And when you have resources and relationships and when you have opportunities, it's no secret how far you can go when you have those things in place. So again, we're getting ready to close out soon. But this is Fresh Start with Dr. Holt. I'm so excited to be here and have this show to speak into this issue with the prison industry and criminal justice reform. And we're going to be one day talking about mental health in some of our episodes. We want to be speaking to these issues. We want Fresh Start Show to be a pulpit that speak about the real issues that becomes a voice for the voiceless, to speak truth to power and all those things. So again, we are so thankful for your time. So remember, this is Fresh Start. If you want to email us, you can email us at info@freshstartint.com. Freshstartint.com. So please feel free to reach out, and we're going to be doing all we can to get those emails and hear from you. Again, that's info@freshstartint.com. And you, if you want to need a number to reach out, area code 520-595-8885. We'd love to hear from you. And again, this is Dr. Hope from Fresh Start. Thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and we'll see you next Saturday. Take care.